Here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I am speaking with Scott Rollins, and who spoke this morning at the conference about the world food crisis. And Scott, could you first tell me who you're with?
I'm with Moctashee Magan of North America, better known as MANA.
Well, Scott, you had some really interesting comments. So let's start from the beginning. Where do you think we're at as far as the world food situation is concerned?
Well, I think in the last couple of years where we've seen more attention delivered to biofuels, you've seen commodity prices go up, especially as more corn has been diverted for ethanol. So now it's front and center in a lot of people's minds where it hasn't been for a lot of countries. For example, in Europe and in the U.S. and developed countries, we haven't worried about food security, but for some of the third world countries, it's been a concern for a long time. Now it is a concern even in the developed countries.
Mm-hmm. Now, you talked about the summit that was held in May, and the experts that were interviewed as part of this, and was it Newsweek?
Newsweek.
Newsweek interviewed several different experts, and you gave a list of all of them, and you noted that there was one major segment of that missing. What was it?
Well, Newsweek interviewed 8 experts, and if you're talking about increasing food production, food supply, you'd think someone would have asked a farmer. But there were no farmers on that list, not even the Secretary of Agriculture, or someone even remotely connected with agriculture. So I think that's very telling for how the public perceives agriculture.
And you talked a little bit about some of these experts' ideas for addressing the food crisis, and some of them, you know, seem to be pretty much no kidding kind of that, which is, tell me about some of the things that you are saying that obviously we have to do.
Well, the Prime Minister of England, Gordon Brown, made a very obvious statement saying we need to increase food production. Well, that's pretty clear. I think some of the other things that we need to do is we have to adopt technology, new technology. We can't be afraid of technology. We can't be afraid of biotech. We have to be reasonable and responsible with pesticide use, but pesticides and fertilizers and improved seeds are crucial to developing long-term sustainability in food production globally.
Now, you also talked about some ideas that these world leaders might have that might be detrimental to the situation.
Well, for a long time, the United Nations has tried to develop more small farms, and on paper that looks like a nice thing, but I think technology is driving farm structure to much larger farms, and smaller farms tend to be less efficient, less economically viable, whereas large farms tend to be the most successful farms. And I think we just ought to let the market and technology decide where farm structure should be.
What about leveling the playing field?
Well, we talk about...
As far as world trade.
We talk about liberalizing trade policies worldwide, of removing tariffs, and I think that benefits the U.S. farmer, to be honest with you. We're the best producers in the world for a lot of commodities. If trade barriers are dropped, we're gonna be in the best position to take advantage of that. And protectionist policies only exacerbate the problem, especially in these food deficit countries.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is your opinion as far as biofuels is concerned and its impact on the world food situation?
Well, we've been driven here by the environmental community to have a renewable food supply. Ted Turner set up his 25 by 25 initiative, which is wanted to produce 25% of our energy supply from renewable sources by 2025. It's a lofty goal, and I'm not here to judge that goal, but this is the result of that. We've been pushing more biofuels. Ethanol is a start. We're going to experiment with new crops, with new plants, and at some point we'll be switching to other plants that are more efficient than, say, corn or switchgrass or some of the other products that are mentioned as possible energy sources. It's an evolution, and we'll get there.
Wait, what do you think is the viability long term of being able to produce food, fuel, fiber, and feed?
I think it's very positive, and I think it has to include domestic oil production. It has to include wind energy. I mean, T. Boone Pickens in the last couple of weeks has been in the news about developing wind sources. I think we have to look at everything. It's not going to happen overnight, but let's get started now.
Now, you're speaking to peanut producers, so bottom line here, what does all this have to do with peanut growers?
I think Dr. Buchanan touched on that. I think peanuts could be a source of a biodiesel. I think peanut growers are interested in expanding production. These are the best peanut growers in the world right here. I think there are opportunities to export peanuts to food deficit countries. It's a high-protein crop, so let's examine all of our options, and this is a perfect opportunity to kind of go over some of these things with these growers.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott.
You're welcome.